What's going on, my friend? This is Alex Pardo. You're listening to another episode of the Flip Empire Show, episode 233.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea when you are listening to this podcast, but I want to welcome you in. You know, you may have been following the show for a while now, and I still want to welcome you back because you have the options. You have many options, and you choose to come back and listen to me, which I really, really appreciate, extremely grateful for. And you may have stumbled upon this for the first time, so really definitely want to extend a special welcome to you for joining the Flip Empire Show. You know, it's my goal. It's my desire to infuse this podcast with as much content as humanly possible, as much positive content and value to help you in your business and also help you in your personal life. You know, there are times that I pivot away from, you know, the X's and O's, the strategy and the how-tos of building a successful real estate investing business. And we talk about, you know, personal things that can help you. You know, I'm a big, big advocate of personal development. I view it as, you know, taking a shower. It's something you do daily. And everything begins with what's in between your ears. You know, I really believe that 95% of the battle is the mindset. And then the rest of it is just, you know, the mechanics and everything else. So, guys, having said that, you know, I do want to talk about some things that I think can help you as it relates to the disposition side of the business, as it relates to, you know, especially if you're listening and you're a wholesaler, which, you know, a good majority of the audience of the Flip Empire Show are wholesalers, definitely a lot of fix and flip investors as well. So this will help you on the disposition side when it comes to selling any of your properties. You know, in the past, I've created episodes on the top 10 ways that you can market and sell your deals. Here's what I want to start with. You know, the landscape has changed, especially here in my market where things are more competitive. We have changed the ways that we market our deals, right? The first thing I'll tell you is, especially if you're in a hot competitive market, is if you have a really, really good deal, my strong suggestion would be to close on it yourself. Be resourceful. Get the funds if you don't have them. You know, that's why in the past I've talked about building relationship with private money lenders. Get to know your hard money lenders in the area. Potential equity partners. You know, if you're not able to, you know, there's just so many ways to obtain the capital you need. But part of your job as the entrepreneur, as the visionary of your business, is to get resourceful. So if you have a really good deal, you know, and you can determine, that's all relative, right? You would have asked me this question 5 years ago, I would tell you, hey, you know, 20 grand is a big deal for us. That number has changed for us. And now I you know, it's a much larger number that I view as a really, really big deal. So whatever that number is for you, whatever your threshold is, you know, create a policy in your company that, hey, anything where we anticipate we're going to generate over X amount of dollars in revenue by wholesaling or by flipping this property, this is more for wholesalers, right? We're going to close on this. And then you can go ahead and put it right back out on the MLS. Now you own the property. And yeah, you might be delaying your profits 30, 45, 60 days, but you're going to get that much more of a premium by selling it on the MLS. And believe it or not, you know, there are a lot of buyers out there that have what's called mattress money or that have cash and are actually going to live and occupy the property, right? Their intention isn't to buy and hold it or fix and flip it. And those are the best buyers because those people will gladly pay you 80, 85, 90, sometimes even 95 cents in the dollar if they can just get a little bit of equity and they find the right property. So that's the first thing I want to just kind of encourage you to do is, if you have a really good deal on your hands, don't risk it by putting it out to the market. You know, unfortunately here in our area, it's not uncommon for buyers to do shady things or, you know, people to do shady things like go behind your back and go directly to the seller, you know, and just do things that are not above board. You know, we completely eliminate those buyers from our list. I mean, you know, those are just relationships that get burned to the ground and they don't recover from. And fortunately, it's the exception not the rule. But, you know, I would tell you that, you know, last year we painfully lost out on about five deals to the tune of about $145,000 in expected revenue that we were supposed to have realized, that for one reason or the other, that deal went sideways. In a couple instances, you know, we had buyers going to sellers offering them more money. And if you want, in the future, I can create a few more episodes and talk to you about the process we went through to mitigate those issues. And it's not to say that we have 100% eliminated that problem, but we've about 95% eliminated that issue. Okay. So again, if you have a really big deal, close on it. Number two, don't rely on just email marketing like we used to do a year, two, 5 years ago. You know, email marketing is so drowned out these days. We used to see 18 to 20% open rate. Now, you know, we're seeing about half of that. You know, and just email so noisy. So email should just be one arrow in your quiver. You should be using text marketing. You should be calling your top buyers. You know, bandit signs, as old school and archaic as that sounds, that still works. Matter of fact, we just closed on a property that we expect to have a really good spread. And we closed on it. We just put it on the MLS and we're deploying about 100 bandit signs in the area. And I'm pretty confident bandit signs are going to pull a significant amount of, if not one buyer for this particular property, it's going to pull buyers for the future. And then the last thing I want to kind of mention as far as the disposition side, and again, I have created a few episodes on some more in-depth ways that you guys can market your deals, you can generate a cash buyers list, but don't discount the power of going to real estate agents who have sold a property in the same zip code of the property that you have to cash buyers. You know, so if you have access to the MLS, or if you don't, you know, get resourceful, get access to the MLS through an agent or through someone else. And, you know, pull up a list of all the properties that have sold in your zip code and the surrounding zip codes in the last 6 months, and contact the listing and the selling agent of all the cash transactions. Let them know you have a wholesale deal. And at number one, ask them if you can add them to your buyers list, because agents have buyers that will typically pay more than your, you know, than your regular fix and flip or buy and hold type of buyer that might be on your buyer's list. Agents have access to buyers that, my experience, will pay a little bit of a premium, right? And then always just have agents add their commission to your wholesale price, okay? So I just wanted to throw that in there because I know I was going to get some follow-up questions on that. But yeah, we've sold multiple properties to agents that have brought us cash buyers. And we did so because we were proactive. We picked up the phone and we contacted those agents that had already been involved in a cash transaction and just said, hey, listen, we have a property around the block from the one that you just closed on 123 Main Street about 2 months ago. Wanted to see if you have any other cash buyers looking for deals in that area. We're a direct source of wholesale properties in this area and the surrounding areas, and just build a relationship with them. You know, don't overthink it. Just explain to them that, you know, they're not limited to a 3 or 6% commission, but whatever they want to earn, just add it to your wholesale price. So anyway, guys, that's all I got for you on today's show. I really look forward to connecting with you on the upcoming masterclass and then on next week's Q&A. So appreciate you guys. Love you. And by the way, if you haven't taken a moment, please, please subscribe to the Flip Empire Show. Even if you're not able to listen on a weekly basis, believe it or not, just subscribing to the show and downloading does help the rankings, which allows me to fulfill part of my purpose for this show, is to reach more people, help more people. And I think you can be a really, really big part in that process. That's my only ask of you. Otherwise, I'm here to just deliver as much as I can and help you in any way, shape, or form. So appreciate you. I'm signing off. I'll catch you on the next one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.